from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
You ask, you shall receive. I saw this from Orange O Guy, who is our wrestling insider. Play Undertaker, Will. Guess what he got? He got it on cue, next bump back, Undertaker. I loved The Undertaker so much.
Who didn't?
Paul Bearer is one of the, I think I've said this before, Paul Bearer is one of the very first people that truly gave me the creeps.
Mm.
Like as a kid, like where I remember just feeling like, oh, like, yeah, he gave me the creep something fierce. Paul Bearer.
And that's not, never, that's not Paul Bearer as in B-E-A-R.
No, he's Paul Bearer.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Who apparently was a nice guy.
I mean, it's like the same thing with Undertaker and Stone Cold. They're actually genuinely like nice dudes.
Yeah, but Piper used to always play it up no matter where he was. He would be like, if I'm going to be the heel, I got
to
be the heel.
Yeah,
I
got to
be the heel to
you gotta
everybody.
Lean in.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's not a gimmick for the kids out there. I got to be mean to these children, which would be a nice little life hack to have. Right? Gives you an excuse just to be mean to kids, you know? You don't have to be nice to them at all.
Which is great.
It is great. Brandon Ayuk back at practice for the San Francisco 49ers. We're talking about the soft tissue injuries, how it could be a concern for Ja'Marr Chase or CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Ayuk, obviously, with a long holdout in San Francisco, he is one of like the guys at the center of, all right, can he stay healthy now that the holdout is over? All these guys say like, hey, I've been staying in shape. I've been working out.
It's a different kind of shape.
It really is, because there is something real about the fear of somebody else hitting you with all their force, that it makes you run a little bit different, right? Right? And even in practice where you could be going thud tempo, that fear of contact and, well, I guess fear may not be a good word for it, but you have that adrenal rush of somebody's going to hit me and try to hurt me. Yeah, that makes a difference in how explosive you are.
Not even that. When that contract's not signed, you're not lifting the most. You're not running the hardest. You're not doing, like, heaven forbid you go out there while you're working out and tear something. So there's just, you know, that's a reality. We see it happen. Didn't Slater tear his pec working out last year?
Rashawn Slater?
Yeah. I thought his was a workout one.
Oh, I thought, yeah, maybe, or maybe it was like his first practice back. Was that?
It was something along those lines, but it was like, you just don't know. And that's the thing, is like, until the ink's dry on the contract, yeah, you're keeping yourself in shape. And did you catch Baker Mayfield talking about, it might have been the PMT guys. I can't remember who it was, but it might have actually just been a random podcast that I heard him on. But he was talking about his time transferring from Tech to Oklahoma. And because this is pre-NIL and he won, like, Texas Tech was barring his transfer to Oklahoma. And he just went to the Oklahoma campus and was playing rec sports. I was in rec shape. And I was on campus for almost 2 months. I have not talked to Coach Stoops. I have not talked to anybody in the football program. Like, I am trying to do this so the NCAA doesn't nail me. And he eventually gets it done, and he goes over to the football complex and introduces himself to Coach Stoops, and Coach Stoops says, oh, so you are on campus. Like, there was this whole thing of, like, is he actually here? Kind of, like, he avoided them like the plague. But he goes, and then I had to go get ready the next day. Like,
yep.
He asked if I was in shape. I go, yeah, I'm in rec shape. He goes, and we're playing in like 2 weeks.
Oh,
so, like, I had to ramp up, and it was like, it sucked. Because just, like, the difference in how they're going about it. Like, yeah, you can be an athlete, and you can be in shape, but in shape, in pads, freewheeling, no head. Like, because you, when you're playing for the contract, you can't, there's that hesitation in the back of your head. And this isn't just in the NFL, it's across sports. When you're looking at that contract in front of you, and it's not signed yet, there, that fear is just there, front and center. No matter what anybody tells you, you put them up the truth serum, all of them will tell you, if I'm in a contract period and it's not signed, there is that fear, because it can disappear like that.
Yeah, but at the same token, you hope that a guy who is wanting all this money is sitting there and taking it seriously, right? In that preparation, in that workout, because you do have a lot that you're playing for moving forward. And I think the interesting part about what Brandon Ayuk, in that whole saga, we were talking about, kind of, as everybody was in the dark, who was at fault? Who was at fault? Who is responsible for all of this happening? And I was leaning more and more towards Brandon Ayuk as time wore on. And as that thing got deeper and deeper, and we started to learn a little bit more of that steady trickle of information that was coming out, of he was given the opportunity to go and look everywhere. He was given, you know, a contract that the Niners said, this is the most that we could possibly offer you. And then Brandon Ayuk yesterday, after his first day at practice, said this.
I think, I'm not going to lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. But, yeah, it was. I mean, it was like that from I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Think about that.
Much ado about nothing.
I made it more difficult than I needed to in the end. And, like, all of the posturing, and this is kind of like everything that we went through. Remember, it was about a little over a month ago, right? Right when training camp started. It was, what, the Christian McCaffrey interview where he called him a former teammate?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, that's
which
when
is targeted,
it was, like,
specific.
At the peak of the ugliness between the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. And then he said, for about the past month, we've been good, which was the code for he was still trying to pry out any money he could, but he knew exactly what the contract offer was going to be from San Francisco. And I still don't understand what his goal was in his handling of it, because, I mean, he says it, I made it more difficult than it needed to be. What was he angling for?
He doesn't know what he wants. This is what I mean when you talk about the wide receiver, the wide receiver tweet, right? The typical quarterback tweet, which is something along the lines of, love my teammates, God is good. The running back tweet, which is, keep grinding. Tight end tweet, derp. Wide receiver tweet, the enemy speaks kindly and holds a knife.
Yep.
Like, that's wide receiver brain. That's what I mean. Like, it's like a freaking brain worm, man. And it just gets in that position. I don't understand why it's so inherent in that position group. I would love to see, like, an actual psychological scientific study on the brain of wide receivers and why it is so fundamentally different from other position groups.
It's the elite ones. Like,
yeah.
The truly elite ones are the ones that have that. And it's not all of them. The outliers are guys like Larry Fitzgerald, right, who you don't hear anything from.
No.
But you have the guys like Stephon Diggs and Brandon Ayuk and, heck, Michael Irvin when he was playing, right? And these guys kind of stick out over history. It's weird. Watching that show, Receivers, when they were following, you know, Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams, you didn't get that feeling out of either one of those guys, though. You know, Justin Jefferson has a grill and he does the gritty and comes up with end zone dances. But you didn't get that feeling watching that show that he was cut from the same cloth as Brandon Ayuk as far as the, whatever it was. What did you say the receiver tweet is?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The enemy sleeps in darkness?
No, the...
whatever?
Oh, God.
The enemy speaks softly and carries a large knife.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I didn't get that feeling from Justin Jefferson in that, but boy, that tweet, if there's anything that sums up Brandon Ayuk, that's it right there. Because he even had the, remember his emoji Instagram post of, it was just money talks, BS walks. It was like, dude, you took the offer that they gave you at the beginning of training camp. What are you talking about?
I'm sure he can justify that and move that around however he needs to.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's like, eh, whatever.
Well, Brandon Ayuk, way to go, man. You proved all of our points, and you did it in dramatic fashion on your first day back. Hey, also, of note from the 49ers, the teen that shot Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, I would say that qualifies as attempted murder.
Love to see
shooting
it.
Shooting a guy in the chest, I think that would definitely qualify as attempted murder. And so a 17-year-old who shot Pearsall in an attempted robbery, now charged with attempted murder. So, police.
Good.
Yeah. All right, hour number two. This rivalry is so back. And I cannot wait to see it on Saturday. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.